Devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, and you're going to regret, because I'm the best there's ever been." "Johnny, you're rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, because hell's broke loose in Georgia, and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." Up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow, and he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hit, and then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, let your dog bite, no child, no." The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best there's ever been." He played, "Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. The chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, will you don't fight, no child, no."
It's been a long road getting from there to here. It's been a long time, but my time is finally here. And I can feel the change in the wind right now. Nothing's in my way, and they're not gonna hold me down no more. No, they're not. But I got faith on the heart. I got faith to believe I can do anything. I got strength on the shore, and no one's gonna.
my balance. I fell from the trapeze. This act isn't easy. I've been underwater. The storm has been raging. These nights are not sleeping. My dreams are now strangers to me. And I need you now. There's too many miles on my bones. I can't carry the weight of the world. No, not on my own. Your eyes are like lightning. Your voice is like water. This place is a desert. Been walking in circles. I'm screaming for answers. Am I falling to pieces? Or maybe I'm finally breaking through. I need you now. There's too many miles in my bones. I can't carry
Hello. Need, dummy, serve your own needs, beat it banks, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly beans, boom, you symbiotic patriotic slam butt neck, right? We'll be right back.
my heart. Behold, you have come over the hills, upon mountains. To me, you have arrived, my beloved. You've captured my heart. Won't you dance with me? Oh.
This is Jerry. We have Faith and Rosemary and Carol in chat. Hi to all of you. I don't have a lot. Going to lighten load a little bit today, but I did want to get in some good music and go in a slightly different direction. Hold on just a second, please.
Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt land. Let my people go.
Here I am back again. Hi. We had Tana on the line. She bopped off. I think she's probably working. And we have Mama Pat and Judy on the line. And we have, there's Raina. We have Faith and Raina and Rosemary and Carol. Hi, Raina. Everybody else got another hi. So, so what I was going to say, I have a few, just a handful of things. I am just going to continue on here to see what these next several days bring. I did find one thing that I'm going to call a curiosity right now. Something did start on the night of the 4th, and technically on the really, well, the, actually for us, it would have been the 5th of February. Today is the Chinese New Year, but they do a lunar and a solar New Year. And it turns the one that was being celebrated more formally is the Lunar New Year, which reflects back all the way on to the head of the IMF or Christine Lagarde's cryptic speech about the sevens and all that. She mentioned New Year's and what have you, and I just had an inkling that they might be talking about Chinese or perhaps Islamic New Year. Well, today is Lunar New Year Chinese calendar, and it's, as you know, we don't follow that regularly, but it just happens to be, and it's the year of the monkey, but there's five different kinds of monkeys. And our little trivia thing today, and I'll then explain the fifth. It says the year of the monkey begins the night before the new moon on the 8th of February, marking before the new moon on the 8th of February, marking the start of the Chinese New Year celebrations around the world. And, of course, they've already held those in Asia. Lunar New Year takes place with the second new moon after the winter solstice. Did you know that the Chinese calendar has a solar new year as well as a lunar new year? The solar year of the monkey starts on February 4th. Astrologers and feng shui masters use the solar new year to note a change of luck. A new year brings new luck. There are five different types of monkey year: fire monkey, earth monkey, and metal monkey, water monkey, and wood monkey. And they consider those five elements that of which all things are made. This is the Chinese perspective. And this is 2016 is a fire monkey year. Previous fire monkey ruled in 1956, 60 years ago. Because of that 60-year cycle, it's considered 60 years is considered a significant thing. Anyway, it just caught my attention that it was one of the things that we find out in retrospect sort of started on our 5th of February, and then it is mostly noted today. So, however, of the year of the monkey, this is the fire monkey year. So apparently this is the year of fire. So I thought that was interesting. I noted that this is the Super Bowl's being played as we speak. This halftime show just happened. And it's the 50th Super Bowl, and 50 has been associated with our Elijah pattern and so many things that he's shown us, 5 and 50 and so on. And of course it's the Super Bowl, and in the book of Revelation we are waiting for either the 6th or 7th seal, and that would be the I'm wondering if, you know, we're approaching the bowl of wrath. And we wait and see. The other thing that I ran across several years ago, I wrote a thing that was talked about Methuselah. And I've been sort of going back through some of the older things that I was led to write about and observe. And one of them was this, which Methuselah, I don't think directly, but in one place it infers he's directly. But Methuselah, Enoch, let's put it this way. Enoch was in the line of Methuselah. Methuselah was the grandfather of Noah, and this is interesting because we're looking for a time and a sign of Noah, and Methuselah is strongly considered to have died just 7 days, exactly 7 days, before the flood. And because the time we're looking for and the worldwide rapture is considered indirectly by Jesus' testimony, a time of the flood, and we are wondering if there's this sort of seven-day warning thing going. And what caught my attention, the reason I'm bringing it up today, is just simply that we know, I'm wondering if our RCC church family and those who will go in the translation, approximately 7 days before the worldwide rapture, I wonder if we represent Methuselah. Because Methuselah was the quote-unquote proverbial son of Enoch, and to see over Judy's son's life when he was born was he would walk like Enoch walked. So he was associated with Enoch, and the Lord fell on him. And when that happened, that was the beginning of the creation of our rapture-centric church here. And therefore, our rapture-centric church is a type of son. It was sort of the son. It was birthed out of Judy's son's experience, who was prophesied to walk like Enoch walked. And therefore, it is almost as if rapture-centric church here is a son of Enoch and could represent a seven-day warning to the watchers for the worldwide rapture, if we translate in poof. So, very interesting thing, and without a doubt, I don't know. I've been led to go back through some of these things, and this is one that caught my attention. And old business here. Hi, Rena. And so we are going through what we go through. So anyway, that is kind of what I had. Let me bring everybody on. We'll have Judy on the line. I think she's muted. We'll see. Hi, Judy. And we have Mama Pat, who's been there for quite a while. Hi, Mama Pat. I surprised her. And I'll bring
Hi,
on
family. I love you.
There's Judy. Hi.
I'm watching a movie, my sister, my son, and his friend. And I came in the room. So, yay. I love it. So, hello, everybody. Hello.
Hi. So how is the animal menagerie, Judy? Are we all doing okay over there? How's the animal menagerie? How are all
the pets? Oh, yes. I heard you. Everything is wonderful over here. The animals are happy. Nobody's sick. We're so blessed.
Yes. Because I know we prayed for Samshi, but I think she's doing better. So that's good. Okay, so Pat, are you there? Did we put Pat asleep? Hello, Pat. Mama Pat.
Mama Pat. Come on.
She's there. She's on the line. Pat, are you muted? I bet you muted yourself. Anyway, and then Tana's on the line, and I don't know if she can speak. But anyway, you're all unmuted.
Hi,
baby.
I just got home from work. I love you all.
Okay.
I love you all. I love you, Jesus.
Thank you, Tana.
Love you, Holy Spirit. Yeah.
Love you. We love you. I love you too, my little burrito. Sam, she's good?
She's good.
What did the doctor say was wrong with her?
They said they couldn't find anything wrong with her.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so she must have just eaten something weird and was throwing up, you know.
Tuna maybe.
Well, Bubs ate it, and nothing bad happened to him.
Bubs has a rock gut.
Rock hard abs.
Yeah, Sam, she's more petite. A little tummy.
Tana.
What? I don't feel any gas over here.
What was I going to tell you?
Gas leak?
Jerry, read Tana's text. It was cool.
Oh, yeah. Tana's text. Tana, you sent a text out this morning, and it was about how Beyonce was singing at the Super Bowl halftime show, and you remembered that somebody had a dream or something that poof, when Rihanna or So Beyonce sang at the halftime show.
Or just when she was singing, like she was performing. They saw her performing somewhere, and it was around like Rapture time, and they saw her performing. And I don't
wow.
I don't know. It was live. I don't know if it was like.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Wow. Cool.
So I saw that.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just gonna say. I was like, wow, that's happening.
Yeah.
It is.
Tana's text, and I go, I didn't get her text.
I didn't put in our group, our little groupie.
I was so out of the loop. I was like, okay, maybe I don't talk a lot anymore, but I'm still here, Tana. Don't hurt me. No, I'm kidding. I actually enjoyed the halftime. My son did, too. He thought it was pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm sure that they're going to tear it apart, and I look forward to seeing. But I thought it was kind of sweet. It was sort of positive.
Yeah.
And my
yeah.
sister thought it would be good for a last time, the very last Super Bowl, because it was all about love and God gets the last word. So she thinks
right.
it's the last one.
Scary only because it was kind of garage work, so that's why.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's why. It was like garage
yes,
work-ish.
I like the garage.
He's king of the garage,
so...
Jesus is king of the world,
the
Jerry's
garage.
King of
I like being
starting to feel like
the
garage is.
Brain is
like
I didn't get you. You forgot to include me in this text too.
Oh.
They're like a little click. We have a little click in RCC of the garage people click, and it's like, and that's just so wrong. No, I'm kidding. But I know. They get so into their garage stuff. I like it. Don't get me wrong. I like the garage.
Yeah, and I'm like Michelle and Jason and Jerry doing all these emails. I agree, though. See, I'm on the other side. I'm like, well, I didn't get the email. I didn't get the garage work email.
I know. And then all of a sudden, Michelle's like, how about I'll just forward this to everyone today. You guys, I'm just kidding. It's great. Besides, we all eventually end up hearing about everything because we're family.
Red on the
true.
In the church, so yes, true.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's easier to follow when you read it, though, as opposed to hearing it.
Yeah, I agree.
People are visual. Some people are hearers.
Jerry, will you tell the chat room I said hi? My computer's not letting me get on there right now.
Oh, okay. Chat. Well, they should have heard you, but
I love you, Raina. I love you, Raina,
yes.
and all your little wonderful
babe.
Girls. And I love you. Well, they're not little anymore. One's in college now. I love you. Is Rosemary there?
Rosemary, Raina, me, and Carol.
Hi, Carol, and your family. I love her family. She has the animal farm. I love her animal farm so much. Anyway, enough of me. I love you guys. I'm just in a loving mood. I really think we're leaving
awesome.
Soon. Like, I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
So soon, like. I'm really excited. Oh,
Raina gave you a kiss, Judy.
Kissy, kissy, Raina, woo-woo. I love you.
That's right.
Raina, woo-woo.
Yeah. Jerry's waving hi to you.
No, actually, well, I was saying hi for on Judy's behalf.
Yeah.
Judy says
hi. Jerry no love me. He no love me. I'm kidding.
You're making me move my
he
fingers. And...
so much.
Yeah. Okay, I'm laughing at myself. And by the way, I feel more like the garage is king of me lately, so we'll see how that goes.
That garage owns you. That owns you. You don't even you're not even in charge of your life, Jerry.
I love you, Jason. What's your new latest okay. stuff?
Yes, Jason.
Yes. Whatever. Well, we'll
I
see.
Love you, Jason.
We love you, Jason.
He's Jay out there. I think he's in the
Mama
shows,
Pat.
I think.
Mama Pat, I love you. You're the best.
Yeah, Pat, where are you? You're like... Let me recycle this thing.
I knew
here.
She'd get taken before all of us. I knew it.
Maybe she did. Come on, yeah. Pat.
She pooped
she
while
in.
I was, and I'm like, no, I'm not going to be taken. I don't even want to go. I'm so mad at Jesus right now. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding. No, but I'm just saying, like, Mama, she'll be the one to go. She'll be in some crying fit, and he'll come take her. She's drama queen. Just go with your drama king. Go early already.
Yeah.
This is why I don't talk anymore. Will you mute me, Jerry? I'm just being a goofball. I'm sorry. I'm weird and goofy.
It's okay. It's okay to be a relaxed goofball. We've got plenty of...
Jesus is a drama king, I'm telling you. He's a total drama king.
Yeah.
Oh, I love him,
though. Definitely live. So we're definitely living it. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, Faith got kicked out, and I didn't do it, but she's back. And I noticed Rena before she had to yell at me. She had to yell at me the other night. I really knew she was there, but I was speaking for a little while, and that's just kind of how it went. I think I had something. Oh, I'll just, probably you've heard, but North Koreans did successfully launch a satellite today on this rocket. And the reason this is such a big deal is because if you can put a satellite into orbit, you can launch a nuclear warhead and put it anywhere in the world.
This is getting us ready for the for the fifth day after the worldwide rapture.
The reason for the space race, as the United States announced it and JFK and so on, was at that time in the 1950s, it was right after Sputnik that the United States decided that they needed to have a space race. And what that was a manner in which to funnel a tremendous amount of money towards a rocket program without saying it was a military buildup. And but a rocket that can launch a payload into space is the same sort of rocket you need to deliver a nuclear warhead somewhere, anywhere in the world. And so if you can launch a satellite, you can launch a nuclear warhead, as long as the satellite and the warhead are similar weights. And so that is a huge thing. The North Koreans have now done this twice. And as I have often said here, what this really means is the North Koreans do things to take attention away from the Iranians. So what this means right now is partly that the Iranians are doing something that they don't want people to pay attention to. because they very closely coordinate their public offenses in order to reduce the public relations impact on either one of themselves. But what that is, I don't know right now. Anyway, that satellite's up there. And it is, I looked at it earlier. It looks like it may have a little bit, Pat sent me an email, and she says, call I have to take beyond interview. Oh, she's on another line. Pat is on another line. She found somebody more important to talk to than us. It's hard to imagine.
Well, she had a hotline to Jesus? Trying to find out when we're going.
Yeah. That's okay. We're on Mama Pat hold. And
yeah,
she will,
you know,
get
I think
us.
You should play. I was just reading chat. Faith said she's going up to Swing Low Sweet Chariot. So I think if you play that song, maybe then we'll poof because she's going up to that song.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. That's a great idea. I do like that song. Okay, so let's poof. Here we go. Swing low, sweet chariot.
Swing low, sweet chariot. Come for the carry me on. Swing low, sweet chariot.
know.
There you go. Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
You know what's funny? I was just looking at Facebook, and someone put in 2 Kings 6:14-17 talking about chariots. Therefore, he sent horses and chariots and a great army there. Just when I was listening to the song, and they came by night and surrounded the city. And when the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, "Alas, my master, what shall he do?" So he answered, "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see." Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. 2 Kings 6:14-16.
Yeah. Oh. Well, here we are. I heard from Ben today, by the way. He's hanging in there. I think he has a little longer view of things right now, but we'll see. But, I'm hanging. We've got something going on right here, right now, and we will have to see what that turns out to be. And he's definitely led us to right around right now, and going to wait, see how things develop over this next week, but we'll see. And then I thought President's Day was maybe this weekend. It turns out it's next Monday. And I do think that one dream that Marianne had could very well represent President's Day. And so that's another thing we'll watch for here in the next week. But I don't really have too much other than that. Does anybody else have something you want to share?
I would say, that thing mentioned fire, and you're just talking about Fire Monkey. And it's funny, at Universal,
yep,
they're celebrating the year of a monkey for the Chinese New Year. So Curious George is walking around dressed in a kimono, celebrating.
Oh,
year
wow.
Of
monkey.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Started the other day, actually. Yeah.
I'm just seeing an ad for Kung Fu Panda, I think. And I think Judy's son was supposed to go see Kung Fu Panda today. I wonder if he did.
Yeah,
anyway.
No, we didn't.
No, you didn't see today,
and then we didn't.
Okay, I want that. Tell him that I want that Kung Fu Panda 3 movie review, so.
Okay.
We're still here. The movie Risen opens February 19th. It's about conscious after Jesus has resurrected, and he's trying to find him. So, be risen. Hey, risen. And I was thinking about that, risen, February 19th. Of course, I was thinking we'd be gone long before that, and that would be the rapture, and it still could be the rapture. Risen, you know?
That's right, Tommy, baby.
Totally. Totally.
Yeah, God's Not
totally
Dead 2
totally
opens in April, but that's a long ways away. And that could be, you know, the second coming. Who knows? I pray. That's what that is. Proving God's Not Dead 2, meaning Jesus is coming a second time. Coming, not for the rapture. In April.
Totally. Mm-hmm.
Which is around Easter, too. So, you know, it's resurrection.
Well, I don't know what to say about that. Maybe now is the time for me to sneak this in.
No.
Okay.
Let's say it, Jerry. Don't you dare.
Well,
I know Passover's around that time. Anyway, go ahead. Lent starts Wednesday.
What I'm saying is I don't like it. I'm not looking forward to it. I don't think it necessarily has to matter, but I actually do. I do have a date set for a year from now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
tell us. us, Jerry.
Well,
which day is it?
I'm going to have to. Well, it's February 5th.
I think that's interesting. I'm not upset about that. I'm not upset. As long as we go soon.
Well, we'll say that's the second coming. It's got to be.
I've got to find. Now, however, though, I found. This is funny because I'm going to get into this, and this is actually something that was in what I read from Michelle yesterday, something about the 777. But let me complete the first thought. I need to find it though, because I want to make sure. Remember that one of the things that happened, everything's sort of, I had a whole bunch of different things that sort of happened within a span of a handful of days. And one of them was my understanding of the expansion of the Godhead being represented by the 1111. And so I just the other day, a while ago, put in, I took the date from the beginning of our church. Because remember, Jesus is the pastor of our church. We're talking about the expansion of the Godhead. Jesus is involved in the Godhead. And so I took the 21st of January, 2014, the first day, and I added 1,111 days. And I ended up, to my shock, right in the middle of all the February 5th watching and messaging we were getting, and got February 5th for sure. But it was February 5th, 2017. So that shocked me, and I was all excited until I realized it was a year from now.
Oh, no.
So I don't know what that means, and it could be, you know, maybe that's the end of our comeback time, or I have no idea.
You know what that means, Jerry? You're turning 56 in 2017. And we'll be in heaven.
Maybe we'll go before I do that. Maybe it'll be one of those nighttime dealies. I don't know. I'm just a saying. It's just what it is. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, February 10th is when Lent begins, and I was just thinking Mama Pat kept getting the 10s.
What was happening?
Remember, she kept getting 10.
Aw, bummer.
I don't care.
Yeah.
But I know the movie can be, like, really dramatic, like, for example, say, like, other
movies. Yeah. So, and Lent is, which is another, it's not prophetic, not one of our Elijah calendar markers or whatever, but 40 days, it's in the Bible all the time, you know.
Yeah, well, who knows what we'd have by then. If we're here that long, I just takes my breath away to consider that possibility. So anyway, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
I just, the way things have been going,
But on the other hand,
you know,
time's going by really fast. Don't forget that.
Yeah. Well, time is going by really fast, but I have to say, you know, that directly connects the very beginning of our church here and our show, and a date that was really prominent that he gave me an explanation for in the middle of my, you know, all collecting all these things that led us to February 5th. And the other thing that's been going on is lately, in the last several months, I've been understanding sometimes some of the clues that we get, it's better to look backwards than forwards and connect some of these things. And in a sense, by looking at next year, it's sort of like looking backwards to this year. So we might have been getting a very strong clue. I'm not going to make a big case for it. And quite honestly, there's no way I can sit around just looking for a day and year from now. But it's a definite, I believe it definitely means something. Here's another aspect of this. It's interesting. 1,111 is 149 days from 1,260 days, which is the prophesied number of days in the end times. plus three if you want to count some things. My point is three or four. That matches exactly 149 days to 153 days, much as matches a five-month period, which is one of the time periods that's very clearly outlined in the Book of Revelation. So there's a lot to this. It's a pretty powerful association. And I also know, however, that we have a date set at least of March 23rd this year, which is Purim Katan, which is a special Purim, and about Esther. So he can be fed. He's feeding. We have, sorry, I had a... I've got a hungry rabbit sitting next to me.
Is he one of Wapshawabbit? Oh, like, that means we're going.
Yeah.
Wapshawabbit.
He's like, he's 25 minutes overdue from being fed, and he is not happy.
He's
not happy.
What
does
he eat, like rabbit?
What time it is.
Carrots or what? What does he eat?
He's pellets, compressed pellets, alfalfa type stuff, alfalfa, clover, whatever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, stuff like that. That's normal. I mean, he'll eat all kinds of regular stuff if you give it to him. Yeah, you just need to put it down. He'll figure.
My mom's
okay,
birthday
anyway.
Her name is Lynn Ruth, but her birthday is March 23rd. Speaking of 23rd, but her middle name's Ruth, not Esther.
Well, Ruth plays into the whole thing, too. Okay, so now, actually, the whole family lineage thing, you are reminding me of the other clue that I was reminded of when I started looking at my little date set garage work spreadsheet here. Michelle had found some really interesting associations between the 777-day count and a couple of date sets. And today, while I was reminding myself about Methuselah, and and let's see, what can I find here? That this just is a huge thing, and if it, I don't lose around. Anyway, it's about the 777 day count where Michelle was looking at some things. And that number is really significant because, and that could well play into, because a son of Methuselah was Lamech, and Lamech was the father of Noah. And Lamech lived 777 years. So you could have a timeline where Enoch is represented by Judy's son, birthing RCC with the Spirit of the Lord falling on him. That started the birth of RCC. We could be Methuselah if we depart 7 days before the worldwide rapture, which would represent Jesus' prophecy regarding resembling the rapture, resembling the time of Noah. People would be eating and drinking and so on. So anyway, Lamech's total age before he died was 777 years. Perhaps that in some form represents the length of our church here. And I'm not sure, I'm trying to find where I had that plugged into my little sheet. But anyway, we went over that, and I'll come back to it again tomorrow. I didn't think I was going to get into it. Anyway, so there are other things to watch and get into, and I know he's going to pour out other revelations for us as time goes on. We're just going to have to see what he does. And right now, I'm still basking in the glow, if you will, of the February 5th, and we'll see how things play out over the next week or so. And we're out of time right now. Let me see. I want to say goodbye to everybody in chat. Sorry about that. All right. I think I need to do something before I came. Probably like right in. King. Something going on in chat. So I'll get myself settled here. Do. Moonlight is 40 days. And what's Raina says, well, I think so, Jerry, makes sense. I had some revelations who need to happen before we go. And then she says, and today I was taking a shower, I heard you're a Joseph. And Joseph's son of Jacob is a song that she had in her native language. Joseph, the son of Jacob. Yeah, I think we're all Josephs, actually, in a sense. Marina says in her family she feels like Joseph for real. And that's interesting. I think I need to go to do something for it before it came. Felt like the right hand of King. I can't see this. Sorry, not now. Anyway, she is led about the story of Joseph and. Oh yeah, and then Christine. I think that's Christine. Isn't that Christine Pina with that dead Tona?
Yeah.
And about Joseph. So we'll look at that in a little while. But that's kind of what I have. And Mama Christine Pat, get off the.
Yeah, get off the phone, Mama Pat. But Christine Pina had the number 23, which. Reminds me of March 23rd, and then I think she had some confirmations recently about the Lord and number 23.
Interesting.
So he gave her he gave her the song in her head, This Is It. And then if you listen to the words, let's see, who sang it? Kenny Loggins or something? There's a picture of Jesus holding fire in his hands on the album cover.
Oh, yeah.
And then
I remember that song.
You read the words, it's very prophetic. Because that was her confirmation for the 23rd. But 23 is what she got, so, I mean, it could be February 23rd, it could be March 23rd.
You know, actually, since you mentioned that, in my little plugging around in the garage, one of the things that sort of happened is that I've run around, there's two dates of any given month here in the short-term period where I've run across January 5th a bunch, February 5th a bunch, even March 5th. And then I've run across January 23rd, February 23rd, March 23rd, and several different ways. So I don't know what to make of that. All I know is I keep finding things leading me to the 5th and the 23rd of a month. Yeah.
Yeah, his album's called Keep the Fire.
Yeah. I remember there was something about that album. Yeah, when you said there was mention of fire in the song, absolutely.
Yeah, there have been times in my life I've been wondering why still somehow I believed we'd always survive. Now I'm not sure you're waiting here. Now I'm not so sure you're waiting here. One good reason to try, but what more can I say? What's left to provide? You think maybe it's over or you want it to be? Are you going to wait for a sign, your miracle, stand up and fight? This is it. Make no mistake where you are. This is it. Your back's to the corner. This is it. Don't be a fool anymore. This is it. The waiting is over. No, don't you run. No way to hide. No time for wondering why. It's here. The moment is now. About to decide. Let them believe. Leave them behind. But keep me near in your heart. No, whatever you do, I'm here by your side. You say that maybe it's over. No, you don't want it to be. Not if you don't want it to be. For once in your life, here's your miracle. Stand up and fight. This is it, whatever, make mistake. Anyway, that's basically it. It's not up to me at this time. It's not up to me this time. Comes a day in every life. Make no mistake where you are. You're going no further until it's over and done, one way or another. And then there's just like, this is it, and all this stuff. So it's pretty interesting.
It is. Yeah, look at that. That's,
That's,
It is.
That's, what's his face, his little thing, too.
Well, I don't know who's what's his face.
It's a YouTube dude. This is it. His channel, his blog tech channel. This is it.
Kleck. Jonathan Kleck. Yeah, yeah. This is it. That's right. Well, something's definitely going on, and there's a lot I'm working through, and I know that I'm going to be preoccupied with some things for a while, and no doubt about it, you know, just stuff going on around me, and then all of a sudden, you know, a few weeks ago, God just started pouring out information and revelation to me and some of the rest of us. And so we'll have to see how that goes. It's going to be very interesting to see how that comes out. And, but anyway, that's what I kind of have for today. Anything else? Cause I probably just finished out with a song, I think. Okay. Thank you, Tana.
I love Jesus.
For all of that.
Father, I love
and,
you. And you're welcome.
Well, Pat, we're glad you're with us. Sorry that somebody else is more important, but I'm sure they actually really are, so we really don't feel bad. But it's fun to tease you about it because normally you're always there for us, and we're glad we were here for you today. But she's on the line. She's there. Okay, so somebody talked about rising, and so I'm going to play this song, and we will see you in the air or tomorrow. Love you all.
There's a peace I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail. There's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise. When he calls my name, no more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God. There's a day that's drawing near, when this darkness breaks to light, and the shadows disappear, and my faith shall be my eyes. Jesus has overcome, and the grave I will rise. will.